Right.
Are there more guys and stuff on Sundays? Because, like, adults are just more available, or that's.
Depends where. That was a call from Seattle. So I think there they do get them on Sunday often. Depends if it's it was like an established Bazin that has regular office hours Monday to Thursday, Monday to Friday. They tend to not do it on Sunday so much because they don't have office staff. If it's like more ad hoc and people are more available on Sunday, then they may do more on Sunday. Okay. So before we go on, just a few Lakute Basa Lakute points on what we discussed last time in terms of Giza. So we were discussing the Rambam Perek Tas Halacha Zayin, where the Rambam, based on the Tosefta, begins Hagozei Samro Seyar Bein Min Abehema Bein Min Achaya Bein Min Achaya Bein Min Anes is Chayiv. And then, as Ilan noted, the Rambam continues and says, "Hatolish Knaf Minaof, Hareza told us Gozes." So, is there any significance to the fact that the Rambam, in his initial presentation, leaves out Oaf, even though the Tosefta is mefurish that Oaf is in the list? But yeah, the Rambam does quote the Gemara on Ayin Dalet B'Chavos Kafe that "Hatolish Knaf Minaof" is told us Gozes. So I saw the Minchas Chinuch, Gozes Oath Beis, addresses this, and he suggests the following, that according to the Rambam, if you have a Tolesh Knaf Min Oath, where you are removing the wing, then you're potentially Chayiv, according to the Rambam, both for Kotzer and for Gozes. You're chayiv for kotzer because that's oker davar migidulo. And the Rambam holds that a bal chayim is considered gidule karka. That's why the Rambam holds, when it comes to dash, that mefarek told that the dash is chayiv, even though a disha el gidule karka. So the Rambam, in this analysis, holds that that bal chayim are considered to be gidule karka. And if they're gedulei karka, then they're subject to kotzer. So if you are tolesh knaf min ha'of, you're potentially chayv, according to the Rambam, both for kotzer and for gozes, whereas according to many other Rishonim, that wouldn't be the case because they hold that bali chayim are not considered to be gedulei karka. But he suggests, Minchas Chinuch suggests in the Rambam, that when it comes to the Reish of the Rambam, Gozei's Seyar, to pluck off a hair or a feather from a bird, or pluck off a hair, so that's not dark of a kach, and maybe that's not a Malacha Deraisa, according to the Rambam. That Tolesh Kanaf Min Oath, that would be a Toldas Gozei's, because that is the normal fashion of removing a wing. But it's not the normal to pluck off a hair from a bird. I'm not sure why, but or what specific theory he's talking about. But he seems to be suggesting that application of Gozei Seyar, while that is darko bekach for behema chaya, isn't darko bekach for an oaf. And that's why the Rambam omits oaf from the beginning of that halacha. Take a look at the Minchas Chinuch, it's relatively terse, but he's definitely bothered by this problem, and that's at least a framework of the solution that he suggests. Okay, one further hara. We discussed last time the Mechaber, the beginning of Simen Shemem, and the fact that the Mechaber seems to be so same like the Rambam, that Melachah Shenefichah L'Gufa is Chayev, in the context of Netilas Sipernayim, which is why at least Bekli you'd be chayiv, even though if Netilas Sipernayim is an authentic Melachah Shein Sichel Gufa, and we pass it like Reb Shimon, then even Bekli should be only an Isser Derabbanan. So we noted that issue in the Mechaber. We noted this suggestion of the Be'er Halacha, that maybe the Mechaber is going like the Rivash, that views Netilas Sipernayim as a Melachah HaTzrichel Gufa, But fundamentally, the Mechaber agrees, as the other indications point to, that Amlacha Shein Zichu L'Gufa is in fact Pater. The Gaon here is Mitzayin the Rambam. So it sounds like he's saying that the Mechaber here is Taka going like the Rambam, that Amlacha Shein Zichu L'Gufa is Chayev. Rav Asher Weiss just has the following parenthetical note in Minchas Asher on Shabbos Simen Pei Beis, that there may be a pattern in the Gaon, that sometimes he understood in the Mechaber that the Mechaber may present a Shita in Rishonim that he doesn't paskin like, because he thinks in a given situation you should be choshesh for that position. So his example for that is the Rambam in Hilchos Sfira, Simen Tav Pei Tes Seif Dalid, Tav Pei Tes Seif Dalid, the Mechaber in Hilchos Sfira, Simen Tav Pei Tes Seif Dalid, the Mechaber paskins that if you tell someone during Sfira what day of Omer it is, then you're not allowed to count that day with the bracha. Right? Someone asks you, what's tonight? 34th day. Can't count with the bracha anymore. So, Achronim were bothered. The Mechaber in Hilchos Kriyashma Simen Samech paskins at mitzvos Tzrichos Kavana. So, if mitzvos Tzrichos Kavana, then you had no intention of being yotzei the mitzvah Sfira by telling your friend what day it is, why can't you count with a bracha? Right, so you might distinguish between Mitzvah Tzrichos Kavana derives from the Rabbanans, maybe Tzrichos all the Rabbanan, but the goal there is Mitzayin on that Mechaber in Hilchos Sfira, that this halacha is Ma'an De'Amar Mitzvos Ein Tzrichos Kavana. So why is that? The Mechaber clearly passed in Mitzvah Tzrichos Kavana in Hilchos Kriyashma. And the Gaon is saying the Mechaber here is paskening like the Deya that mitzvos ein tzrichos kavan. So Rav Asher suggests that maybe there's a pattern. This is the only other example there. Maybe there are others. That sometimes the Gaon may have understood in the Mechaber that even though fundamentally the Mechaber paskening is like one shita, he's choshesh for another shita and is so same another halacha like that other shita. So even though the Mechaber in principle paskins mitzvos tzrichos kavana, but maybe it's choshesh for the manda amr mitzvos ein tzrichos kavana l'chumra. So where it's a chumra to say mitzvos ein tzrichos kavana, or at least a safi brachos l'hakol de chumra, so the mechaber is choshesh for that. So maybe here too, even though the mechaber fundamentally paskins that m'lachesh ein tzrichos l'gufa is pater, but here maybe there's some consideration why the Mechaber is choshesh for the position that Melacha Hashem Tzikul Guf is chayiv, and you could potentially have a Melacha Deraisa, the Netilas Tzipur Nayim B'Kli. Okay.
Are there any other explanations
of that? No. The Bashar Shad is that the Gaon is saying there that the Mechaber is takapasking like the Rambam. And then maybe in Shin Tazai, when the Mechaber is so same, Stam V'Rambam, so maybe there the Mechaber really meant to pass on the Rambam. Okay. In that piece, Rav Asher has another Ha'ara that we also discussed last time, Rav Moshe and other Achronim, that say removing a feather from a dead piece of chicken on your plate is not a violation of Gozes because there's no Giza La'achar Bishol. So that's why there wouldn't be a problem taking a feather off chicken on your plate. Rav Asher suggested maybe there's something more basic. See, he's mefapik whether that's true, that ein giza lachar bishul, but more basically, maybe ein giza ba'ochlin. As we've discussed in the past, and we'll continue to discuss, there are many melachos that don't apply ba'ochlin. So maybe that's true by giza as well. Maybe it's true by sidur, the oros in general, that malacha doesn't apply for something that is food. Wants a piece of chicken on your plate, that's ochlin, and maybe not subject to giza for that reason. Okay, so let's go back to where we left off. The Rambam, Perek Tes Halacha Ches, we just read Halacha Zayin. Perek Tes Halacha Ches. Hanotel Siparnav Osa'ara Osfama Osakana Reza told us goes is Chayiv. Lusha Yito Bakli. Again, the Rambam holds anyway Mlacha Chin Siguf is Chayiv. So that's why the Maran Sadidal and the Beis are Chayiv Bakli. Aval im natlan biyado bein lo bein laachir pater. V'chein, hachosech yeboles migufo, if you cut off a wart from your body, bein biyad bein bekli pater, bein lo bein laachir. So if you cut off a wart, even if you do it bekli, that's only a melacha derabana. Says the Magen Mishnah, hakli shakazav rabbeinu hu matmiya etzli. So how does the Rambam say that if you're chosich yabelas bekli, that's only melacha derabanan? Isn't it mefurash in Erevin Kuf Gimel that is a melacha deraisa? What's Erevin Kuf Gimel? So the Gemara there, the Mishnah says, Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph. Chosin Yabelas the Mikdash of a lobe Medina, the Imbekli, Kan the Kan Aser. So Machlokas Rishonim here, what is the Nidon of the Mishnah? Rashi on the Mishnah and Tosfos and Amud Beis assume that we're talking about a Yabelas on a behemoth. So you have an animal that you're bimakir as a korban on Shabbos. The animal has a yabeles, which is a mum, but it's a removable mum that if you were to successfully remove the yabeles and perform a minor surgery, then the animal would be hukshar lakarba. So if we're talking about a malacha derabanan in Shvus b'mikdash, that there'd be a possibility of removing the yabeles in order to allow for this animal to be brought as a korban. So the Mishnah says, choskin b'mikdash of love medina, but b'kli, which would be melacha deraisa, kan v'kan aser. If you do it with some other means, you do it with your hand, that's only melacha derabanan, ein shvus b'mikdash. The Rambam Perush HaMishnayos understands that we're talking about a yabeles on the kohen who's performing the avoda. So we're talking about a mum on the kohen, and we're talking about removing the yabeles from the kohen in order to enable him to perform the avodah. But the assumption seems to be that even if, strictly speaking, the Mishnah is talking about chasichas yabelas on an animal, the same should be true in terms of the malacha ramifications for yabelas on a person. Then the Gemara goes on with two dais, whether we distinguish between a yabelis that is yevesha versus lacha. Is it only a problem, or if we're talking about a melacha deraisa, is that only a concern if it is is it only a concern if it's moist, but if it's already dried and already in the process of disintegrating, then that would not be a malacha, definitely not be a malacha deraisa, or the Gemara's a distinction between yad and kli, that the malacha deraisa is only the kli and not the yad. But what emerges from the Gemara is that if you have a yabeles that is a lacha that you remove with a kli, that's definitely a malacha deraisa. How is the Rambam so same over here that a chasichas yabeles, even the kli, is only a malacha derabanan? That's what the Magen Mishnah asks, and the Magen Mishnah leaves that as a Sarach Ir. Says the Chuvas HaRadvaz, Chelek Hay Simen Elef Tuf Kuf Kuf Aleph, Chelek Hay Simen Elef Tuf Kuf Kuf Aleph. So he begins by writing. Yeah, the Shoal asked him about this Magen Mishnah. So he says, yeah, on the one hand, no one knew the Rambam better than the Magen Mishnah, and the Magen Mishnah leads to the Tzarachiyah, so how could you possibly expect me to contribute? But at the same time, the Magen Mishnah says Tzarachiyah means that you should be Ma'ayah. And I'll answer based on my Iyun, because I'm taking upon myself the charge of the Magen Mishnah. He said, Sarach Iyun, I was Ma'ayin. So, Gama Rav Nisker, Tala Dover, Be'iyun, Vareni Meshiv, Lefi Mashayanti. So I'm just following the doctor's orders and presenting my research after being Ma'ayin at the request of the Magen Mishnah. So he writes, "Mashikasa betchila saloshon v'chein achosech yabelas migufa bein biyad bein mekli pater." I read the inish the alma she'eno kohen, al bekohen she'eno roi lavoda, ulefikach la misakin gavrahu, ulekachiv chatas. So if we're talking about a Yabeles on a non-Kohen, or a Kohen not performing the Yavoda, then removing that Yabeles, even the Kli, doesn't really accomplish anything. There's no Tikkun Gavra, it's not a consequential action, and it's not a Melacha D'Oraisa, afilu the Kli. The Asa D'Rabbanan Mishum D'Mechzi K'Mesakin Atzma. U'lefikach in Chilak Ben Yad L'Kli V'akol Aser Midrabana. But if we're talking about a Kohen Baal Mum or Behema Baalus Mum that wants to do the Avodah, you want to be Makar the animal. So then Chasichas Yabelis is Tikkun Gamor, either in the Oved or in the Behema. So then if you do Biyad, Ein Shvus B'Mikdash. But if you do B'Kli, Ki Yorchei, that's a Melacha D'Oraisa. So the context of the Mishnah, the Gemara in Erevin, is limited to Mikdash. So the distinction between Mikdash and Medina in the Mishnah is only a one-directional distinction, meaning the heter to violate a derabbanan, that's only true for Mikdash. But the Daraisa is only relevant for a Kohen in any situation. The only time in which there is a Molacha D'Oraisa of Chasichas Yabelis B'Kli is when it comes to a Kohen where there's real Tikkun Gavra. But anything short of that is only a Molacha D'Rabbanan because there's no real Tikkun Gavra. And the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos isn't giving you Mikdash Halachos, it's giving you Hilchos Shabbos.
Yeah, what does the Mishnah mean? It's Aser the Medina if he wants to do the Avoda?
Yeah. If it's B'Kli, even the Mikdash will be awesome because that's the Melacha D'Oraisa. Kamakan Aser, but the thrust is on. The point is, it's even Aser B'Mikdash. Because that's the Radvaz's suggestion how the Rambam could get out of the Sugya and Erev. The Aruch HaShulchan thinks it's just Tolos HaDefus in the Rambam. Here in Siv Zayin, because it's against the Gemara Mefreshes, can't be the Rambam is against the Gemara Mefreshes, so it must be a Tolos HaDefus. But I don't think any of the Shinui Nusfos and the Frank will back up the Tolos HaDefus theory. Okay, but La Halacha, whatever you say, Pshat on the Rambam, La Halacha, we do assume that there would be a Chiyuv the Chasichas Yabelis B'Kli, at least if it's moist. So the Mechaber Paskins in Tzif Beis, Shemem Tzif Beis, Asur Lachtoch Yabelis Migufo Bein b'yad, bein b'kli, bein lo, bein la'acher. And the Mishnah Berurah says, in Sifkat and Vav, afilu hi yadesha, domedes lis parech, lebasov me'atzma, afilu ha'achi aser. So even if it's yadesha and it's going to disintegrate anyway, there's still an iser, or be the rabbanan. Because el inyan isura. Aval inyan chiyuva, inu chayiv, elam kein, no lakish ilacho, b'kli, dasu b'chlal gozeiz, that the malacha d'araisa is only if it's moist, wart, and you do it quickly. The halacha points out over here, Dibra Maskil Yabeles, in terms of the distinction between Yad and Kli, as relevant both for Netila Sipranayim and as relevant for Yabeles, that it's Mavur from the Gemara in Bukhara's Cafe, that which is Orche to be Tolish B'yad would be a Malacha D'Raisa of Gozes. So he says, even though if you cut off a Yabelis B'yad, or you cut off your fingernails B'yad, that would be a Malacha D'Rabbanan. But let's say you have some skin that is hanging off your lip, that potentially could be a malacha deraisa if you rip it off, because there the derech would be to remove it with your hand. So if you have some kind of a hanging skin or something that potentially could be subject to giza, where the norm is to remove it with your hand, then that potentially could be a malacha deraisa, even though in all the classic scenarios, the yad would only be the rabban. And that's what we have in Shin Kaf Ches Lamed Aleph as well. This is in the Refuah Simen, Shin Kaf Ches Lamed Aleph. Siporin Shapirsha Vitzitzin Shehein Kamin Ritzuas Dakos Shapirshu Meor Ha'et Vasavet Siporin. So if you have either a hanging nail or you have some skin around the nail that is loose, impir shiruban, klapim ala, umitzaras asolas siran, umitzaras also. So if robe is already parish and there's some kind of a tsar component, Lasiran b'yad mutter, b'kli pater. So there, there's only a derabanan anyway. So b'makum sar lo buzzer. Aval to do a b'yad. B'kli is pater v'lasser. Lo pirshu ruban, but if the majority hasn't become detached, then b'yad pater v'lasser, b'kli chayiv chatos. As Tolada the Gozes, as the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkatan Sadiches. So there, that's talking about a nail where the derech is to remove it b'kli. But again, theoretically, you could have a situation of some kind of loose skin where the derech would be to remove it with your hand. That potentially could be a malacha deraisa. And then even Malkum Tsar, there's nothing to be made of. The Rashash has a noteworthy comment in that Gemara in Erevin, which is relevant to the big picture understanding of application of Gozes. So he asks, Rashi writes on the Mishnah, Rashi on the Mishnah says, "In the kli kan v'kan aser, eirvin kuf gimel." So even if you did a biyad, that still be misake, and that should still be a tolada of gozes. But since it's done in a kilachriyad fashion, that's not the normal way of removing a yabeles. So there's only melacha derabanan and ein shvus b'mikdash. So asks the Rashash, kashali, the imkain mila l'chayev nami mishim gozes. That if removing a yabeles is potentially gozes, so why isn't chasichas ta orla gozes? Ubekama dufti muchach de'ein ba'ela mishim chovel. Shabbos Kovav. The Nirli Yisdaiti says to Rishash, Delo Shayach Gozes El Bedavra Doma Litzemer De Gizo Machlif. So Gozes is only relevant by something like wool, where it regenerates itself. To go and see Parah in the Shabbos. Aval Basar V'Or Ein Gizo Machlif. So gozes is relevant for nails, fingernails, toenails, because they reconstitute themselves, they regenerate themselves. It's relevant to hair, which regenerates itself. But it's not relevant to orla. It's not relevant to the mila. Then it seems to be saying it's not relevant to Yabelis either. Right? He asked it as a kasha in Rashi. It sounds like his Nirlinius Daiti is saying, you say not like Rashi, right? Because Yabelis isn't Gizom Achlif. So he says it should be Chavala. And that goes this. Now that question about Mila, the Avnei Nezer discusses, Orachayim Simen Kuf Lamed Aleph. Avnei Nezer, Orachayim Simen Kuf Lamed Aleph. So he quotes, Shita Mekubetzes in Ksubas Tafeyam Ebeiz, in the Damifka Pocket Sugya. So the Shita Mekubetzes has there that cutting off Mila is Mishum Gozes. So the Avnei Nezer is bothered by the same problem as the Rishash. The Gemara never indicates that anywhere. The Gemara only discusses Mila in the context of Kabbalah, not in the context of Giza. So he has a different approach, that Giza is relevant to something which is not meant as part of the body. So fingernails are meant to be cut. It's not a natural part of the body. Hair grows and is meant to be cut. It's not meant to stay there the whole time. Yabelis also isn't meant, it's not part of the body that's meant to stay there. But Amila, Mitzad Teva, is meant to stay as part of the body. And if you cut off a limb, no one says that's gozes, because that's an integral part of the body that's meant to stay there. But he's done. When it comes to milas, it's true that as far as Teva Olam, the mila is part of the body. But when it comes to Yisrael, the mila is meant to be cut off. So maybe then mila could be subject to gozes by Yisrael, because it's not really part of the body.
Giza is not by things that are or aren't.
Giza is only by things that are not meant to be permanent part of the body. So hair is meant to be cut. Wool is meant to be sheared. Fingernails are meant to be cut. A yabeles is meant to come off. But the orla, by the teva olav leaving the Jews aside, the orla is part of the body. It's not meant to be cut off. But by Yisrael, it is meant to be cut off. So that's what he discusses. Maybe you would say that by that it is shy, it goes, is at least explain the sheep and grasses and subis, that because that is meant, it is meant to be cut off for Yisrael, so maybe it is subject to be to gozes. Is potentially relevant to an umbilical cord also, right? It's cutting off an umbilical cord when a baby's born, is that gozes? So it's not gizo machlif, it's not something that is going to regenerate, but it's not meant to stay as part of the body. So the Mishabura writes in Simon Shin Lamed, Sifkat and Kavzayin, that's the Simon of Yoledes. So Mechaber says, Choska Misa Tabor. So you're allowed to cut off the umbilical cord on Shabbos. As in Mishabura, I am Magen Avraham, it's only a Durabana. Ubesefer Kovetz Arambam Kasa B'Shem Sefer Shoshayim L'David, as in Issa D'Raisa. Yes, here it's Mutter because of Sakana, maybe. So Shmir Shabbos Kulchasa, Perakav Zayin Ha'arakuf Pei, Perakav Zayin Ha'arakuf Pei, quotes Tosos Kuf Kavtesam and Beis Dir Maskel Kol. Tosos Kuf Kavtesam and Beis Dir Maskel Kol. Tosos there is clear that cutting off the umbilical cord is only a Malacha Derabana. So how can you entertain that it's a Malacha Deraisa? They saw Rabbi Falk in his Sefer says, well, maybe that Tosos L'shitasam. The Tosos holds Malacha Shein Nesvichel Gufa. Netilas Sibrinai is a Malacha Shein Nesvichel Gufa. So Netilas HaTabor is also Malacha Shein Nesvichel Gufa. But if you hold like the Rivash and the Ramban, then maybe that's a Malacha Nesvichel Gufa. Maybe that's also true by Netilas Tabor. So potentially this this question of what's defined as Giza, do you accept the Rashash that anything that's not Giza Machlis is not subject to Giza, or do you accept the Avnei Nezer's definition? Avnei Nezer is another suggestion. He talks about this Igle Talsif Katan Yud as well as the Chu we just mentioned, that maybe Giza is only relevant in something that's attached to Or, as opposed to something that's attached to Basar. So I'm not sure exactly what that means by Metzias when it comes to a human, meaning by an animal. So if something's attached to the hide of the animal, so the feathers on the hide of an animal or the wool on the hide of an animal, that's attached to the Or as opposed to the Basar. But the Amenezer seems to assume that the Yabelis, this is his issue for the Rambam, that the Yabelis is going off the Basar, not off the Or, and therefore not subject to Giza. So I'm not exactly sure when it comes to something on your body, what's considered attached to Or, what's considered attached to Basar in the Amenezer's scheme. Okay. So let's talk about combing hair. So the Mishnah in Nazir, Membeis Amud Aleph, in the context of a Nazir, who's not allowed to cut his hair. So the Mishnah says, Nazir chofev umefaspes. A Nazir is allowed to shampoo or rinse his hair or mefaspes or run his fingers through his hair. Avolo sorek, but isn't allowed to comb his hair. Where it says, "Chofei to mefaspes money." So who is the author of our Mishnah? Reb Shimon he, the Amar, the Amar, the Amar, the Amar, is Asr. So if you're going to run your fingers through your hair, there's a possibility that you may come to pluck off a hair inadvertently. But that's the Darvish Eidem Eskavein. Reb Shimon holds, B'chol HaTorah Kula, Darvish Eidem Eskavein is Mutter. Avalo Sorek, Asad L'Rabbana. Umar says, but why can't you comb your hair? That sounds like the Rabbanan, that Darvish Eidem Eskavein is Asr, that you're going to be Sorek. It's not inevitable that you're going to take out hairs. You might. And that's Asr because Darvish Eidem Eskavein is Asr. The ratio of Shimon and Sefer Rabbanan. I'm a rabbi. Kula Reb Shimon he. Call us Sorek. Lahasir Nimin mil Dulal Miskavin. So no, the whole mission is Reb Shimon. And the reason that Sorek is us is because that's the Davar HaMiskavin. If you're running your fingers through your hair, if you're shampooing your hair, you have no kavana to remove any hairs. If you happen to remove a hair, that's the Davar Shimon Miskavin. But if you're combing your hair, then your intention is to remove hairs, that it should be neat, and the hairs that are out of place, you intend to remove. So that's considered a davar hamiskavein, and that's going to be usur, even according to Reb Shimon. It looks like a pained expression.
Yeah, not a response.
I'm sorry?
Not a response.
Oh, okay. Just in pain. Okay?
Yeah.
That's the Gemara in Nazir Membeis and Aleph. Gemara in Shabbos Pei Aleph and Membeis quotes that Mishnah. Rashi here, Rashi doesn't say this in Nazir. Rashi says in Shabbos, "Avalo sorek b'masrik." You can't comb with a comb. Devadai meishir seyar, because you're definitely, it's inevitable that you're going to remove hairs. And even Reb Shimon, the Darvish Eidem Eskavein, his mutter agrees that a psik reishiv lo yamus is aser. Aval chofev umefaspes ka'amim she'eino meisher ukeshemeisher davar she'eim eskavein mutter. But if you're just shampooing, you're just running your hair, your hands through your hair, so it's not inevitable that you're going to remove hairs. And if you do, that's a Darvish Eidem Eskavein, which is not a Psik Reishe, which is mutter. Okay. So the Magen Avraham quotes the Rivash, who's bothered with this Rashi, that Rashi seems to be mefarish this Mishnah against the Gemara Nazir. Right, the Gemara here just quotes out one line Mishnah. The Rashi here seems to be explaining the Mishnah differently than the Gemara explains the Mishnah. Magen Avraham Simen Shin Gimel. Sif Katan Kaf Beis. Hitcha Rivash Shinsadi Dal, the same Rivash that we quoted last time. Da Benazir Mem Beis Armina Behedya De Time Eda Asir Mishum De Kol Asorek Lahasir. Right there, the Gemara says that the reason it's Asr Lisrog is because it's a Davar HaMechave, not because it's a Psik Reshe. Not because it's a Psik Reshe. Right? The Efshar Derashi Balashmi Inan Dafilo Eina Miskavi Lahasir Animin Asr. Gemara Hasamari b'masreg rach. So maybe Rashi is telling you in a Hanami, the Gemara there says that it's us because it's davar hamiskave, and Rashi is coming to tell you la halacha, even if it's a davar she'ein miskave, it'll still be us, sir, because it's a psikrei shevelo yamas. So chad of oat. That the Gemara tells you davar shein miskaven. That's davar hamiskaven. That's true. Rashi's adding, even if it's davar shein miskaven, it's still going to be usher because of a psik resha. So this appears in Shulchan Aruch there, the end of Siman Shin Gimel, Sif Kav Zayin. Asir Lisra B'Masrik B'Shabbos. You're not allowed to comb your hair with a comb. Afilu Oso She'osim Nisayer Chazir. Even with a pig bristle comb. G'efshir Shaloi Akrisarith. Because in subsegration, it's inevitable that you're going to remove hairs. Says Ramah, V'Mutr Lachov L'Fastis B'Yad. That's the ratio of the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah Brura, Sipkat and Pei Zayin. Mikal Makom, Mutter Lisaki Ma'at Eseir Harosh Beklia Asli Miseir Chazir. The Davka Lisrak Asribo, the Meshir Seir, Avalisaki Ma'at Shari. So you can use a brush, but if you use a comb gently, that would be okay. So a comb you can't use under any circumstances. A brush, if it's done gently, would be okay. V'nagu sheyakli asoy nisayir chazir miyuchal l'shabbos kidei shelo yemexi k'uvdin d'chol. And the minhag is that if you're going to use a brush, it should be a brush that's designated for Shabbos, so as not to give the appearance of Uvdin D'chol. So the Mishnah Berurah says that you can use a soft brush to brush your hair if it's the kind of brush that's not inevitably going to cause hairs to come out. So it's not a psik reshe. It's only a darvish einam eskavein. If it happens, which should be mutter. And you should make sure that it's a designated Shabbos brush to avoid a potential mexi ku'uvd in the chol problem. Then the Mishnah Berurah writes in Peches, Ulufas beis biyad, hainu shemavdil biyad of saros zumi. So you can part your hair with your hands. Okay. Poskim say that the Ikara Din, there's no Giza problem when it comes to brushing a shetel, even if it's a human hair shetel, because the hairs aren't connected to Makom Gidula. So it's not Gozes per se, but Shmir Shabbos does recommend Paragidala Sivnun Beis, only brushing your shetel with a Shabbos brush, the same way that you would be careful brushing hair, that you still should not do it in a way that inevitably would remove hairs. Perek Yudal Sifnun Beis. Perek Yudal Sifnun Beis. I'm sorry?
Is this concerning you're confused? What is actual hair?
It's not really clear. He doesn't, not very clear in his consideration, but it sounds like it's a good idea. Maybe for that reason, it's a good idea just to use the same kind of brush that you would use for real hair for shetel hair.
It's like a recommendation or
the halacha? It sounds like a recommendation.
He's not saying like a miyucha the Shabbos brush to avoid the chol, right? He's saying
a Shabbos brush that doesn't remove hair for ghosting?
Well, he says both. He says he should use, so whatever you would use for Shabbos, he should use. But in principle, we're not really concerned about Giza for a shaita there. Yeah. Rabbi Karp quotes from Rav Yashiv. That you're allowed to rub your beard on Shabbos, even though there's a possibility that a hair may fall off, because that's not a psik reshe. And that's analogous to nazir chofeif umefaspes. So just as a nazir can run his hands through his hair, he can run his hands through his beard. And at worst, that would be a... and even if it was a psikreshi, it's a psikreshi de lo nichle and a drabanon, where there's a lot to be made of that. It says the same thing about cleaning your nose, that you don't have to worry that you're going to pull out hairs. For the same reason that it's not a psikreshe, and even if it was a psikreshe, it'd be a psikreshe de lo nichle on an iser d'rabbanan. Especially makom kavod brios, tsar. So you question Rav Yashiv, you don't have to be machmir on blowing your nose or cleaning your nose. Okay, that concludes our treatment of gozes. Good. Okay, let's just begin for a few minutes some malabin, and then we'll pick up with that seriously next time. So Rashi on Ayin Gimel. Rashi Ayin Gimel Hamalabno in the Mishnah. Mechabso benahar. So malabein, we're talking about the malabein, the hides. Sorry, the wool, you're right, the wool. Right, you're in Malab in the wool. Thank you. So Malab knows Mechab so Benahar, you're washing it in the river. So Rabbi Ribi had explains that this is called scouring. The washing wool in water is called scouring. And that was the form of Malabein in the Mishnah, such that washing, at least tzemer, we'll see other materials in water, would be the av malacha of Malabein. Rambam, Perek Tes, Halacha Yud, Hamalabein Eset Semer, Oes HaPishtan, Oes HaShani, V'chein Kol Kayotze Behen, Mimasha Darko Lehislabein, Chayef. If you are malabein samar pishtan or shani, that's a malacha derai. So he doesn't tell you what malabein means. And then alacha yud aleph hamachabes begadim. If you wash clothing, haray you told us malabein b'chayes. Asochid as a beged at shiotzi yamayim shabo reizim machabes b'chayes. So alacha yud aleph, the Rambam just tells you malabein is a malacha deraisa, the av, and then mechabes begadim is the tolada. So Rabbi Ribia points out that you don't see in the Rambam Halacha Yud that water is definitional for the av of Malabe. The Chabes Begadim presumably involves water, that's the Talada. The Rambam doesn't tell you what the av of Malabe involves. So Rabbi Ribiat explains to the Rambam. I'm not sure if this is how we know what's Bech Reach, but he says that for the Rambam, the Av of Malabin may be bleaching or a chemically whitening the wool, which doesn't involve water. Now, Minchas Chinuch notes that the Rambam Halacha Yud says, Hamalabin is a tzemer, o is a pishtan, o is a shani. It says the Rambam adds shani to the list, which you don't have in the Gemara, to show you that the Malacha, a malabin applies even to a beged savua. And samar pishtin are white. But the malacha malabin isn't limited to white, it applies to begadim savuim as well. Okay, so let's stop here for today, and it's Hashem, we'll continue on Wednesday. So I began sending Bar Mekamas, I'll try to add some more, but basically just go through Sid and Shin Beis. Tor Beis Yosef, Mechaber Amah, Mishabura, Beralacha, and I'll try to send you some additional Bar Mekamas as well.